Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight?
Right where you are.
Let all
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise right now, right now, right where you are, just thanking God for all that he's done, all that he's doing right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you move on us and move in us right now, God, as we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercy, new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us, oh God, that you that have given your angels charge over us, oh Lord, keeping us safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We come humbling ourselves on your mighty hand, Father God, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you and forgiven right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive right now. Amen. Let there be a great pouring in of our spirit, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God. My Lord, my God, move on us and in us, oh Lord. Breathe on us, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we may be healed, delivered, and set free right now. Amen. As we come, oh God, surrendering all over to you, Father God. Lord, we pray for your help on today, oh God. Help us and those in our family, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your ever-present help and your help that's on the way. Father God, we come, oh God, praying with a heart of thanksgiving. Amen. A heart of repentance and a heart of forgiveness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare 1 John 1:9 that we're cleansed of all our sins, amen, all unrighteousness is a sin, twinkle, and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, for the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6:12, hallelujah, fight the good fight of faith, they hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Father, you are our God, and we praise you, and we thank you for another day that you have given us, hallelujah. That you have given us, oh God, by your grace and mercy. You have given us another day to press in and to press on in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have given us, oh God, another day that we can receive from you and no one will stop us or take it away, amen, that you've given to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you praise and we thank you even as we press in and press on today. Hallelujah, we will make us, oh God, and make the devil obey in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that he can't do anything about it, amen. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because of your grace and because of your mercy that is afforded to us today, amen. We give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and you are a merciful God and you never leave us, amen. Today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, give us victory and receive all the praise of God. Hallelujah. All the glory, hallelujah, and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father, we pray right now. Let's touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. From today onwards, help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare and to win the battle. Hallelujah. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare to win. Hallelujah. And to release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit, oh God, and to win, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Let us be able to press on and to win in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. Hallelujah. We're trusting you for a breakthrough in our strength, oh God, in our finance, in our relationships, in our healing, in our deliverance. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us go to a greater glory and altitude in you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, that you search our hearts and spirit, oh God. If there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare this deliverance on the line today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare your goodness operates through and about our lives right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough, but yes, we thank you on today, because, oh God, it's you, oh God, that have kept us and not ourselves. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name right now. And Father God, forevermore, we shall bless your name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will declare your word, oh God, to the ends of the earth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that, hallelujah, that Jesus came to set the captives free. Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil lies. Amen. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly and secretly in defiance of your Lord. Now we pray you destroy all agreements with the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, who you are, and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all thoughts and feelings of fear, pride, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, wrath, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, without grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, jealousy, lack of pain, and hallelujah, addictions, religious fears, python spirits, leptin spirits, rebellious spirits, spirit of resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now. We ask you to forgive them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we forgive ourselves. Amen. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to believe and to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are redeemed. Amen. Hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse from our life and family bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, or unholy oaths, or alliances we have made known and unknown and made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we draw bloodline now. And we decree and declare that we are redeemed from all curses because you were made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare by faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our Healer, our Deliverer, our Redeemer, our Comforter, our Intercessor, our Advocate, our Standby, and he loves us. Hallelujah. And we receive that love right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We stand against every spirit that is on us or in us or attacking us with the blood of Jesus or attacking those in our family. Hallelujah. In his mighty name. Amen. We command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those we're in charge of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us to come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed and redeemed. We are saved and we belong to Jesus. Hallelujah, you have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us. Come off of us, come out of us, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son has set free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk out our salvation, our healing, our deliverance. With godly fears, your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word, oh God. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Help us to stand against all the retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, teach us to walk in your ways and your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Your Holy Spirit, give us to overflow with your living water, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we thank you for the day. Thank you. We decree and declare all that's well with us in our home, amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you're the head of our life and the lifter of our head. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a shepherd and we shall our water, that we can declare and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, that goodness and mercy shall punish us all the days of our life. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, uproot the wickedness, oh God, of this world. Hallelujah, that against you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, and cast them down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. Lord, we pray for the sick and shed in, oh God. Lord, we know you to be a healer, so Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, in the body of your children, oh God, that we may be healed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you remove every breakthrough to our healing right now, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for those who are lost and loved with us, God. Lord, we pray, God, about comfort right now. Suddenly that you will comfort them in this time of grief and sorrow, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we call upon you, Jehovah, to love the Lord of peace. Let peace reign in them and over them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we bless your holy name on today. In all the days of our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, it's you, oh God, that breath on us, oh God, that we have life. And we don't take it, hallelujah, for granted. Father God, we decree in the crown today, according to Isaiah 1:19, we are willing and obedient. Let us eat the good of the land, Father God. We cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Amen. Like Christ, let us humble ourselves and become obedient to the point of death. Jesus, we thank you that you made us righteous through your obedience. Lord, we obey you so that we may enter into your rest. Amen. We will not obey unrighteousness. We will obey the truth. Let your indignation, oh God, and wrath be far from us, oh Lord. We will not follow our former rituals, oh God, but we will obey the Lord our God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we just want to say thank you. Let us run well, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Let no one hinder us from obeying the truth, oh God, for you are the truth. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree and declare this, so in this service of today, we ask that you touch the mouth, oh God, the heart, oh God, hallelujah, of your pastor, God, your minister that you call, oh God. Lord, anoint his head with fresh oil, oh God. Hallelujah, that he will speak your word with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for the man of God who has come to serve on today, oh God. Oh Lord, even as he serves, oh God, that he may be fed, hallelujah, at the same time, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that your word will speak volumes, oh God, to your children, oh God. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive revelation and knowledge and understanding of your word that will go forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, wisdom to apply to our daily lives, and we live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way, oh Lord, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we give it all over to you, oh Lord. We're holding nothing, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for you made it ready, available for us, oh God. All we have to do is believe, Lord. We believe. We ask that you help us with our unbelief, oh Lord. Increase our faith, oh God, to receive the miracle. For you are a miracle working God, still working miracles today. We just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your name, Father God. We don't just come just to be doing something, oh Lord. We come out of an intimate love relationship that we have with you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Change us, Lord. Do a quick work in us right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare with all faith that we are blessed and that we can never be cursed, amen. That all things are working together for the good of our life, amen. For we are the righteousness of God, amen. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're descended not the bar, but you, Father God, have blessed us, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, amen. God's goodness, God's blessing and favor, God's protection and love, God's joy and restoration, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe, amen. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In your car, in your home, amen. Hallelujah, out and about, wherever you are, just thank God right now, because it's God that is keeping you even in this hour, even in this moment, amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it's not any medication, any vitamin, herb, or supplement, hallelujah, that man has given you, but God and God alone, amen, hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him right now, because he's worthy to be praised. Glory to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way, Holy Spirit. We bless the name of the Lord on today. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless everyone that's here in Sunday service. We thank God for you for coming back for the 2 o'clock service. Amen. To receive what the Lord is saying to his children. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome you with the love of Christ here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. We're seeing your pastor. Amen. Pastor Manning, go ahead.
Amen. Hey, thank God for you so much. I thank God for each and every one of you for coming to Sunday service this
Amen.
Afternoon, this 2 p.m. hour. You know, God bless each and every one. Apostle Tyler and I, we're so grateful for each and every one of you. So grateful for your life. We thank God for this opportunity. So I just want to join in and just say welcome here to Sunday service. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning, and I'm here with my wife,
and
Apostle Tyler
and Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we just want to welcome you. We want to welcome you here. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, this is your first time, you've never been before, we would like for you to press 1. Press 1. Let us know who you are, where you're from, if you have anything to testify about, anything you want to bring to the Lord, somebody you want to pray for, somebody that you want to to lift up in the name of Jesus. This is the time to where we come to God in prayer. It's time designated for that. If you're online live, and we know a lot of people, they do go online and they listen to Sunday service. We would like for you to call in. Call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1 after you call in. And hey, it's your opportunity for your prayer petitions as well. So welcome.
Amen.
Welcome every single one. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. It's such a blessing to be here. And I can't wait to receive the word that God has placed in your mouth today, Pastor. And so I'm excited. We're going to have our scripture reading, and then we'll have a song selection from our brother Joe Washington. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture today is going to be coming out the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to read 1-8. Amen. If you can follow me, follow along with me in your Bible. The Bible says, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1-8, it says, everything has its time. For everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God for the word on today. I pray God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington. Amen. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm so glad to be back with y'all again. Just continue to pray for my family and all families that's going through their trials and tribulation, because we know God is able. He's able to do all things but fail. Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes, Lord.
There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, You will surely drift away. What has a storm out on the ocean, and is moving this away. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. Oh, if your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely, I know you will surely, I believe you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. If your soul is not anchored with Jesus, oh, you will surely, I know you will surely, I believe you will surely drift away. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We pray that God will continue to pour into you greater and mighty and every virtue that left your body on today, that God restore it. Hallelujah. To overflowing in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, anchor yourself. Anchor yourself in Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection here, and then we'll come back with a preach word from Pastor Doris. Amen. And so please stay with us. Do not move. Amen. Do not go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hallelujah.
know that he is able.
I know that he is able.
Sure. You know what I can't find any words to say? You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, hey.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen. Bringing to Jesus is who we come to do in this hour, is to bring it all over to Jesus. Amen. That it may be done, that it may be finished. Amen. We've come to the message part of a service today, and we thank God for the man of God that's bringing the word of God forth on today, a man after God's own heart, a man that is faithful in his walk with Christ, a man that is willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, a great father to his children, a great husband to his wife. Amen. He has come to serve, amen, and not to be served, a man with a good heart, just a blessing to those that know him. I present to you my handsome, wonderful, I may say, anointed husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you.
Praise God, praise God. I thank you so very much, Apostle, for the warm introduction. Thanks so very much. I love you so much. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. And for each and every one of you who have came to Sunday service this afternoon, I am so grateful for every single one of you. I'm privileged. It is my honor to be right here to bring the word of God to God the Father and God the Son. And to the Holy Ghost, I yield myself over to Him. I yield myself over to God. You know, this is about Jesus. This is about what He has done in our life. That's why we are here. We are here to lift up the name of Jesus. Every single one of us, no matter why or whatever reason that, you know, we think that we came, this is the reason why we are here. To receive from Him, and I thank God for this opportunity. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, with all honesty and all thoughts and remembrance. We thank you, Father God, for who you are. We thank you, Father God, for your very works, what you have done. We thank you, Father God, for giving us a Savior. We thank you for Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving your life for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that right now that you are talking to God right now on our behalf concerning every single thing that we are concerned about. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray right now in your name, Lord Jesus, that you be every single thought that we have right now. We pray, Christ Jesus, that you be every single emotion. We pray that we have godly emotions right now in your name, Lord, for us not to be moved, for us not to be shaken, for us not to be quitters. We're not quitters. We are overcomers, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, that it is so.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray
thank
that you be our eyes and that you be our ears in your name, Lord Jesus. Every single hindering spirit that showed up this afternoon, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. Every single unclean thought and unclean spirit that showed up right now, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We say you go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture all on itself, all in its own, for us not to add to it, to take it away. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole church, we say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God is so good. And he is so worthy to be praised. He is so worthy to be praised. I realize, you know, in my own life that I am to be a witness of who God is. See, it don't matter.
Lord.
It don't matter what issue or what circumstance that you face in your life, those of us who believe in Christ Jesus and believe that you know, he is our Savior, that who have received him, we are to be a witness of who God is. That's why we can say God is so good.
Yes, Lord.
He is so good that we can't even tell all of his goodness in our own life. We can't even tell all of his goodness. That's why we say that if I had 1,000 tongues, I can't tell it all. But one thing that we do know, we know that God is so good. He is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. He is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
This evening, I have a word that comes from God, and I thank him for it, and I'm going to be praying, and I want you to be praying with me that this word be delivered, that it t- touch every single mind and touch every single day. Touch your heart that you don't hear me, but it's mm-hmm. that you hear the Holy Spirit speaking. And I titled this mm-hmm. message today, I Matter to God. I Matter
Amen.
To God. That's how I titled this message, I Matter to God. How many of us know that you matter to God? See,
yes,
sometimes
Lord, Amen.
we tend to slip in our thinking. We tend to enter into places in our hearts to where it just seems like, it sounds like, and it just appears like that I don't matter. It don't
no.
matter anything that matters. I might as well just go head on and die. Or you know, there's times to where we give up on the grace
mm-hmm.
of God, and we
Jesus.
Drift over into these places where we listen to the principalities and the powers, and we listen to the darkness of this world. We just give up.
Mm-hmm.
But how many know that you matter to God? It don't matter the
yes,
circumstance
Lord.
Or the situation. You know, if you're going through hell or high waters, you still matter to God. If you messed up a few moments ago before you even came to Sunday service, you still matter to God.
Yes, Lord.
Even if you said the wrong thing or you went the wrong way or you may have messed it up, you still matter to God.
Amen.
You could have just been hit with some bad news about this is going to go on or that is going to go on, and you may even see some of that evilness you may even see something show up, but still know that I matter to God.
Amen.
I matter to God. Will you tell yourself that every single moment, every single opportunity, any time that you think about something, whether it's good or whether it's bad, when you think about it, I still matter to God. I matter to God. Because what you say, consequently, that's what you will think or that's what you will see. What you
Amen.
Say is what you're thinking, and what you are thinking about is that what you are conforming your life or conforming yourself to, or you are fixing your heart on, or you're setting your mind to. But will you set your mind to I matter to God? How do you know that you matter to God? Do you know you matter to God because I told you you matter to God? Do you know that you matter to God because you know you just heard, you know, somebody else say it? Is that the amount of faith that you have? Is that the amount of belief that you have that you matter to God? How do you know that you matter to God? Well, I want you to go with me over here. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
let's
Lord.
Go over
yes,
here to
Lord.
The book of John. The book of John.
Mm-hmm.
Let's begin to read the Word of God, church. See, how you start, and consequently, you are lining yourself up to that's how you're going to eat. Because where you start out, that's where you're going to end up. See, if you start out somewhere and you start to get it and you start to know and you start to move in that direction, see, it don't matter what you face. See, when you know, you know. Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
when you learn
Amen.
Something that you didn't know that you didn't know before, see, you can't unlearn it. You may deny it at some point in time, but you can't unlearn it. You cannot
Jesus.
Unlearn it. It don't matter what it is. When you was a child, most people know how to ride a bike. When you was a child, you learned how to ride a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And even to today, just because you don't ride a bicycle anymore, you can't unlearn how to ride that bicycle. You learned it, how to ride it. You know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes,
same
Lord.
Thing with the Word of God. If you look at the Word of God like that, see, you start out in the Word of God. Then that means
mm-hmm.
that when you get into a place to where you things are being questioned in your life, I'm talking about
mm-hmm.
the trials and the tribulations or things may come out when challenge you in who you are. See, you got the word of God. Let's go to John 3. John 3, and we'll read here verses 16 and 17, or will we read 15 and 16? 15, 16, maybe 17. See, now, when I ask you the question, how do you know that you matter to God? Now, here it is, John. I'll be reading from the King James Version. John 3 and 16, we know this very well. Those of us who know, read the Word of God, hear the Word of God, we know John 3:16. We don't even almost have to read it. We know what it says. But let's just read it anyway. It reads here, Jesus said, is saying this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to read 15. Amen. I'm going to read 15. Amen. Jesus says over here in 15 that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. What's going on here? We need to understand, you know, who Jesus was talking to. He was talking to Nicodemus. See, Nicodemus was a Pharisee who came to Jesus by night because, you know, here it is. He wanted to know something. Nicodemus wanted to know something. And here it is, you know, Nicodemus, he came to Jesus, and what he wanted to know was about the kingdom that he was talking, that, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, was talking about. And Jesus, you know, what he was explaining to Nicodemus, that, you know, you can't enter into the kingdom of God except you being born again, except you receive spirit, you know, or receive his spirit. That means that you believe in the Son of Man. If you believe in him, so you can't inherit the kingdom of God. You know, Nicodemus, you know, that he had questions. He had questions, just like we have the question, you know, how do you know that you matter to God? How do you know? Not for who people to say you are, or who you have fastened yourself behind. You know, you still matter to God. Now, here it is. Here it is, you know. Jesus said over here in 16, he said to Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him, they should not perish, but have everlasting life. Even that one scripture, there's a lot that's going on. So I want to show you how you matter to God. You matter to God according to what Jesus said. Jesus said that God loves you so much that he gave himself for you. That's what this is meaning.
Amen.
God loves you. See, we misinterpret scripture, and we're thinking, you know, that the world he necessarily was talking about, you know, the grass and the trees. Yes, God loves grass and the trees, but when he's talking about, you know, God's love of the world, he's talking about those who are in this world and living by the principalities and the powers of this world, by the rules and the regulations of this world. If we'll read on a little bit, if we'll go on a little bit farther, you know, he explains that. So you know that you matter to God because he gave his life for you. That's how you know that you matter to God. He gave himself for you. And when you believe in that he gave himself for you, you will live a certain lifestyle. You will live a certain way. You may not do it all up front, but you will live a certain way. Amen. Let's move on. There's a couple of things that I want to point out here. When I say I matter to God, see, we have to come into a place to where we get a understanding, we need to have an expectancy. And when I'm saying expectancy, I'm talking about a way of living, you know, and it needs to be divine, and it needs to be in order, It needs to have structure.
Yes, yes.
This is the reason why God gave his life for us to have divine order, for us to have divine provision, for us to have instruction not to be led to death, not to be led in sin, you know?
Yes.
Not for us
yes.
to be defeated, not for us to be destroyed, but for us to be in that everlasting, what he's talking about, that everlasting or that eternal life, that
Amen.
His salvation. So we need to have structure. So the first thing that we should come to know is that, so what matters to God? See, what matters to God is who are you to believe? What matters to God is for you to believe in the one that he sent. That's first. First and foremost,
Amen.
before you can even try to live a godly life, before you can even try to live any type of life, you know, pertaining to the kingdom of God, you need to first believe in the one that he sent. And that's what Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus here. He was trying to tell him it's the same
yeah.
thing, that we need to come to the understanding that you need to believe in the one that he sent. That's first. Believe in the one that he sent.
Amen.
Second thing is, when we're trying to set our minds and set our hearts into structure our life on being godly men and women, we need to come to the realization that when we believe in the one he sent, then there's something for us to do, is for us to be born again.
Amen.
It's for us to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and then the Holy Ghost, to be baptized into Christ.
Yes,
now, this he says this. He says this. I'm not going to read it all over here in John chapter 3. I'm not going to read it all. I'll just read verses 22, John chapter 3 and 22. And it says, and after he had spoken to Nicodemus, after he had said these things to Nicodemus, he said that one of his disciples, that he came to him. He says, after these things, Jesus and his disciples had came into the land of Judah. I think I missed one. Came into the land of Judah, and they had tarried there, and then they were baptized. So we need to understand that it's for us to be born again, for us to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's how you know that you matter to God. See, if you miss these things, then how can you go any farther in your life? Amen?
Amen.
If you don't believe in the one that God sent, if you are not born again, if you're not baptized in the name of the Father and Son and of the Holy Ghost, how can you expect to believe that you matter to God?
Amen.
How can you? You can't expect to. Every single time that something happens in your life, every single time that something happens to your brother, your sister, your child, when you don't know God, that you can't lay your mind around that every single thing is all right if you have never known that God is God. God is your God. No.
Amen.
I'm not saying it's not a chance. You may, but a heart tends to flutter. A heart tends to go into sorrow and despair when they don't understand life, or they don't understand that they matter to God, when they don't understand that those who live godly shall face trials and tribulations. See, if you don't understand that, if you have never heard that, then you won't understand when the time comes, you know, what you're going through and why you're going through it. Amen.
Amen. Preach. Yes, Lord.
See, we should come to an understanding that after you have been born again and been baptized, that it matters to God that you have a hope and an expectation, a new hope and a new expectation of somebody in your mind and in your heart, for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost, for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit,
and
with the evidence of you speaking in tongues.
So
you matter to God because there is the Holy Spirit that has been made available for you, church.
See, the Holy Spirit has been made available for you because of the life of Jesus Christ that lived this life before you lived it, that have already overcame the world before you entered into the issues of this life. Jesus Christ have already endured it all. We talking about a Savior who is the finished work. His finished work gave up his life for you that you can have life, gave up his life for me that I can have life, for the world. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That does not mean that is for God so only loved certain ones in this world. No, every single body that's living, God gave his life for you. God gave his life when he was trying to say, he was trying to explain that over there to Nicodemus. It's not just for the Jews. You see, God is not just, God is for everybody. What Jesus is trying to say, I'm for everybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you need to understand that. You for you to know that you matter is for you to have a hope, have an expectation to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let's go over here to Acts. Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. In the King James Version, I'll be reading this. Write them down if I'm moving a little bit too fast here. Acts chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, it reads here from the King James. It reads here, and he said, let's back up to 5. Let's back up. Acts chapter 1, verses 5, 5 through 8.
Amen.
For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence, says Jesus. And they therefore they came together, and they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at the time restore again the kingdom of Israel? 7. And he said, this is Jesus, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. See, this is your new expectation. This is your new hope. This is your new future for you to receive the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2. Let's go over here with me in Acts chapter 2, verses 1. Because we know right here in this place, Jesus, you know, after he had said that, you know, he was taken up, you know, in the cloud, you know, they didn't see him anymore. So now we need to understand, you know, there's something that's going on. When he's talking about, when Jesus said that, you know, you shall receive power, he was talking about the Holy Ghost. He said, I'm about to get ready to get up out of here. You know, I'm about to get ready to get up out of here, you know, and I have to get up out of here because I have to go. He had showed over there in John, Acts is the chapter after John. He had said, I got to go to prepare a place for you over here in John chapter 14, verse 1. He said, I have to prepare a place for you. So after he had said that, he was taken up in the cloud. Now, Acts chapter 2 in verses 1, it reads here, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, it says they were all on one accord in one place. That day, he's talking about the disciples. He's talking about his disciples here. He said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared upon them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You should expect to receive the Holy Ghost. You should expect to receive the Holy Spirit. You should expect to receive the Holy Spirit after you've been baptized with the evidence of speaking in new tongues. That's
Amen.
How you know that you matter to God. That's how you know that you matter to God. See, all these things that are going on in your life right now, there is something for you to do. There is something, well, let me say it better. There is someone for you to believe. You should first
Amen.
Believe that you matter to God. And when you get in that place where you believe that you matter to God, you should expect to receive his goodness. You should to expect to receive God's favor. You should expect Amen. To be a supernatural being just like he is, with his power and his authority to do things right here in this world that you are living in, just like he done it, but he said greater. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
See, we should have structure in our lives. See, when your life, when you're just living life and you realize that you're going through some things and you don't realize how to come out, when you're experiencing issues of life and you don't know how it's going to turn out, so you need to understand that who you are. We are the body of Christ. And because we are the body of Christ, we have the favor of God. And because we have the favor of God, there are provisions. There are God himself. There are things that have been made available for us that cannot be seen in the life of unbelievers, but it is seen in the life of believers. I matter to God because he loved me so much. I matter to God because when I face trials and tribulations, I see him show up in my life. But he don't just show up just to be a spectator. He shows up in my life to be my father, to be Jesus Christ. He show up to be my Prince of Peace. He show up to be Jehovah Rapha. He show up to be Jehovah Nissi. He show up to be my battle axe. He show up to be my banner. He show up to be all that I need for him to be anytime that I need him. He's concerned about every single concern that I am concerned about.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
I matter to God.
Yes, Lord.
We need structure. We need not to drift away from who we are and who we had created to be. We need structure in our life. We need to know that we matter to God.
Amen.
A fourth thing to know that we matter to God, we are to hear from him. Amen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We are to hear from him. We are to hear from God. We are to listen to God. We are to study his word. We are to hear from God. We are to listen to God. We are to study God's word so that we will know him when he speaks to us concerning all of these affairs, all of these issues that we go through in our life.
Amen.
This is structure. God has set it up for us to have the advantage. God has set it up for he himself to be present in your life, to be present in your relationship, to be present in your affairs. God has set it up for you.
Thank you, Lord.
But if you ain't believed that, then you ain't received that.
Amen.
And as a consequence, you're not living that. But what if we are? What if we have received him? We have lived that. Let's go over here to 2 Timothy. See, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of scriptures today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of scriptures. Because there is a place for us. There's a place for us to enter into. And that place for us to enter into is a place of understanding. We need to understand who we are. That's the place. We need to enter into a place of understanding. First, who God is. Then we can understand who we are. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
2 Timothy.
Amen.
Chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 in verses 15 and 16. I'm going to read this here from the King James Version. 2 Timothy.
Amen.
I'm over here in 1 Timothy. I said 2 Timothy. Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 15 and 16. It reads here, study to show thyself approved unto the world. No, it says study to show yourself approved unto God. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 16, but shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase into more ungodliness. How much ungodliness are you living in? How much ungodliness are you seeing in your life, in your house, at the workplace, in your conversation? How much ungodliness are you experiencing right now? Now, I know what the Word of God says. The Word of God says to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So here it is. When you're experiencing a whole bunch of ungodliness, this is very evident that you may not have studied the Word of God to show yourself approved. Now, I'm not going to change the Word of God to fit my situation. I'm not going to make up excuses, church. So stop making up excuses to saying that this is the work of this person over here. Oh, because of this one that did this, because of that one that did this, because that she said this and she said that, this is the reason why I'm going through the things that I'm going through. There may be a little bit of truth in that, but the Word of God is truth. And I believe in the Word of God. The Word of God says for me to study. And when I study, I'm hearing His voice. See, I said that we should have structure in our life. I said that we should hear the Word of God. But you have to study so you have proof. How many Bibles are collecting so much dust right now on your nightstand, on your coffin table, on the bookshelf? You open it up and it smells like old pages. Dust comes out of it. You only carry it with you when you go to church, but you ain't never open it up. You got to open up the Word of God. You have to open up to the Word of God. That's what I'm saying, church. You have to open up to the Word of God. That's why so much ungodliness is going on in your relationship. That's so much godliness is going on in your life. That's why you're seeing so many things, and then you get into that place of feeling defeated, feeling like God has turned his back on you. No, he didn't. God never turned his back on us. We are the ones that turn our back on him, and it says it all the way through the Bible, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. That's the truth. That's the truth. And those of us who desire to be free from the lie, free from the deception, free from ungodliness, we follow after the truth. This is structure. I matter to God. Amen. And you do too. You matter to God.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. My attempt is to flood your mind and to flood your heart with so much of the Word of God that the Word of God will be preaching to you. Even when I'm trying to articulate something, the Word of God is going to preach something to you, and you're going to figure it out right in the middle of what is going on right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews.
Amen.
Chapter 4, verses 1. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I believe I read this from the King James Version. It reads here, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise be left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it." 2 reads, "For unto us was the gospel preached." Who was the gospel preached? The gospel was preached unto us. It says, "For unto us the gospel was preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." 3 reads here, "For we which have believed," we who have already believed, believe what? The gospel that had been preached unto us. "Do enter into rest. As he say, as I have sworn in my wrath, if thou shalt enter into my rest, although the works were finished," talking about the finished works of Jesus Christ, "from the foundations of the world, for he spake in a clear place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest on the seventh day from all his work. 5, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore that remaineth the same must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not because of their unbelief. Hallelujah. You matter to God. You matter to God, church. It matters to God that you are to commune with him, or to believe in him, or to rest in him, to trust in him, what he is saying,
Lord.
To trust in what you have read. See, you matter to God. It's the reason why we have scripture. It's the reason why we have this book of life. You matter to God.
Amen.
Somebody say, I matter to God.
I matter to God.
But you have to trust in his word. I matter to God. You have to trust in God's word. You have to commune with him every single day of your born-again life. I mean, if you're not born again, of course, you're not communing with him. You ain't heard the word preached. I mean, it profits you nothing. It's being spoken right here in the book of Hebrews. It's being spoken right here.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God, the gospel was preached. The good news was preached unto us, and it said, and it was preached unto them. But them, I don't know who those them are, they didn't receive it. So they couldn't find a place of rest. They couldn't be in a place of at ease. That means that they were in a place of worry. They were in all of the different places in their life, in their mind, and in their heart. How many of us are in so many places in our mind, in our heart? Well, we'll be honest about it. Do you know that you matter to God? See,
Jesus.
The word of God over here in Hebrews say, he or she who do believe, they had already believed the gospel that was preached. We do enter into rest. That means when you face those trials and tribulations, when husband or wife then turned their back on you, did you hear the word of God preached? Do you know that God still loves you? Do you know that you still matter unto God? When somebody tell you that you don't matter to them no more, when a relationship has been severed, have you heard the word of God preached? And you still stay in that place of knowing that I matter to God. I may not matter to you, but I matter to God. Hallelujah.
My Lord. Amen.
When you get laid off, or when you get fired from your job, do you still know that you matter to God? Will you still hold on to the word of God that's already been preached, the good news that you have a Savior, that every single thing is all right? When you find yourself in conflict, when you find yourself in a place where you don't know if you're coming or going, if you don't know how this is going to happen, if the bills going to get paid, or your children need clothes, and this birthday is coming up, and then how is it going to happen? This bill is coming up. Do you still know that you matter to God?
Amen.
You do enter into rest. You enter into rest,
Lord,
knowing that it's all right. One person in particular in my life, I see her enter into rest. Sometimes I get in that place where I just be fumbling around with words and stuff, and I tell it to my wife. That's the one that I'm talking about. And she say these words, she speak these things to this. She said, I trust in God. I'm going to put it all in hand, and then she lay down and go to sleep. You know what? That teaches me something. I see something that's being exhibited in her life right there. She realized that it's out of her power. It's out of her hands, and she don't keep it in her hands. She put it all over in God's hands by the very words that she say. She say, I trust in God. And that may not seem like that is a whole lot right then, but those very words that come out of her mouth, when I start to think about what she had just said to me, I trust in God. And then I'm saying that's going over in my, I heard her say it, now it's going over in my mind and in my heart. I was worrying. I was in the place. And then now I'm saying, okay, well, she trusts in God. Okay, I trust in God too. I trust in God too. And then I start saying, I trust in God. Do you know that thing, whatever it is that I was worried about or whatever it is that I was facing, that thing changed because two people have came together and said the same thing. Said, I trust in God. I trust in God.
Yes,
that means that we can enter into rest. We enter into rest. Amen. Believe in the same thing. Believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. So that matters. It matters to God that you do that. It matters to God, church, that you enter into rest because you matter to him. Let's move along, church. Let's move along. I matter to God. You matter to God, and we need to understand that this is the structure. God has a way for us to live. Believe it or not,
yes,
you can live whatever way you choose to live, but your way does not necessarily line up with God's way. Those of us who say that we believe in Jesus Christ, those of us who have been baptized in the Holy Ghost, those of us who have read the Word of God and have heard it, you know, there's a way of living. The reason being because
yes,
we are representing, we represent the body of Christ. When you represent the body of Christ, there is something for us to do, and that's to trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
To trust in God with all of your thoughts. That's to trust
yes,
in God in all of your affairs and all of the things that you go through. It's, that's for you to do. That's the reason why we have a Savior. Why would we have a Savior if we don't allow him when we're going through some things to save us from the things we're going through?
My Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 14, verses 26 through 29. See, in this time where we come to understand this structure that God has for us, these are times to where we face the biggest trials. See, sometimes we face trials, but what about when we face those big trials in life? When we face the biggest issues that we can ever face, even though we have heard the Word of God, even though that we are believers, even though even believers have a time period in their life where their faith is being tested.
Jesus.
Oh, somebody gonna say amen or out. Even believers,
yes,
no.
Lord,
it's easy. It's easy for a believer that ain't going through something that another believer is going through right now and to say all the things. But it's a whole other thing when you are a believer and you're going through the trials and the tribulations, when you're going through the hell and high water right now. When you know the Word of God and you say the Word of God, but for some reason your mind and your heart is just it's like it's rejecting it because of what's going on right now. What do we do? What do we do? Let's read John chapter 14. Jesus tells us what to do. Jesus tells us what to do. Now here it is, John chapter 14. Jesus here, he's preparing his disciples for his departure. He's preparing them. This is right after they had the supper. All right, after they had the last supper here, when they were eating, there was the washing of the feet. And, you know, Jesus gave them a new commandment over here in John 13. A new commandment. He said that for you to love one another, just as I have loved you, you love one another. Here over here in 14, he said, I have to go before you. I have to leave you. I have to go before you. I'm going to build a house, but I'm going to make a place for you. And where I go, you will be with me. See, he's telling them that. So he's preparing them for something. Something that they didn't even, he'd been ministering this to them, but they didn't grasp what he was saying. You know, it's hard to believe something when I'm standing right here. You know, sometimes your mama tell you, hey, this going to happen to you. I'm telling you right now, it's going to happen. You don't believe it because you ain't experiencing right now. And then when you experience it, you can enter into a place where you're hurt. You get into a place where these are the biggest trials that's in your life right now because, you know, there's the absence of a loved one. How many have experienced the absence of a loved one? That's probably one of the biggest trials you can ever deal with in your life.
Yes, Lord.
You need to know the Word of God. You need to know the Word of God because my word may not help you. You may sing all the songs and stuff, and it may take your mind off of it for a little while until you start back thinking of it again. You need to be deeply and strongly rooted in the Word of God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Jesus said, I'm going to have to leave. You know that they loved him. They loved him. And he told them that I'm going to have to leave. See, when a loved one is preparing you that he's going to leave or he or she's going to leave, this is a big trial in your life. Let's read John chapter 14 and 26. Jesus says here, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, from the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whosoever I have said unto you, or what, excuse me, whatsoever I have said unto you. 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your mm-hmm. heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. 28,
yes.
You have heard how I have said unto you, I go away, and I come again unto you.
Mm-hmm.
If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said, Jesus said, I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And 29,
yes.
And now I have told you before it comes to pass. He said, I told you before it happened, that when it come to pass, that you might believe. Now, Jesus told us that he don't have to leave us one day. And now
yeah.
here it is, when we are in a relationship with God, we understand that he's coming again. We need to understand that he didn't just leave them comfortless. He left them with his word. He left them with his promise. He also left them with a comforter, his spirit, that will remind them that I am with you always. How many times will we face these big trials and tribulations in our life where our loved ones leave us? See, God told us, he said, I have to go to the Father. See, now if Jesus
mm-hmm.
died and he go to be with the Father, then we need to also understand that when our loved ones die, they're going to be with the Father. And if Jesus is going to be with the Father and said that he's coming again for us, he's coming again for us, and we will be reunited. See, you need to understand that. See, death hurts.
Yes,
see, these are big
yes,
trials
yes.
that's in our life. But see, when our family members, they have to leave us because they're going on to be with Jesus. They're going on to be with the Father. But it's not until the end. See, we shall meet
no.
up with them again. Because when Jesus Christ come again, see, the Bible tells us over here in Revelation, he said that the dead shall rise first and Christ shall be caught up with the Lord, then the living. And then we go all in to that place that where he had prepared, all being with the Father. How many know that that
yes,
is the
yes.
good news? The good news is that being absent from the body is being present with the Lord. But see, you have to believe
yes,
that,
Lord.
Church.
Yes, Lord.
You have to believe that. You have to have an understanding of Scripture. You have to prepare yourself that one day that mama might not be here with you. You have to prepare yourself
Jesus.
That one day that daddy might not be here with you. You have to prepare yourself that one day that when it's God's will that he calls us home, that you have to go. And when your
my
time
Lord,
comes, when your time
Lord.
Comes, when you have the chance to stay here with me or go ahead on
Jesus.
And be with Jesus, you ain't going to choose me. You're not going to choose me because you're going to see the kingdom of God. You're going to see the light. You're going to see his face. You're not going to stay
yes,
here with me. You're going to see paradise.
My
God
Lord.
Allows you to see the third heaven, paradise right
my
there
Lord.
Where he is. You're not going to stay
Jesus.
Here. You're going to go.
My
and
God.
I pray that if you go before me, if you go before me, tell God all about me. I'm ready for him to
yes,
come.
Lord.
Pit me so I can
yes,
be
Lord.
With him as well. Because I want to be with my
yes,
family.
Lord.
I want to be with those who have went on before me. That's my prayer. Hallelujah. That's
yes,
what Jesus
Lord.
Did. He went before me to tell God about me. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. Amen.
I matter to God. I matter
yes,
to God. And I know I matter to God because God's word says this. Before we run out of time here, I want to know what it is for us to do. I matter to God, and I need to understand what matters in my life. Do you know what matters
yes,
in your life?
Yes.
Let's read over here in Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1 and start at verses 7. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 1 and verses 7. It reads here, and I'll be reading this from the New Living Translation. I'll be reading this from the NLT. Philippians chapter 1 and verses 7. It reads here, So it is right that I should feel as I do about you all. This is Apostle Paul speaking about the church of Philippi. He says, for you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in my defending and confirming the truth of the good news. 8 says, God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Jesus Christ. 9, I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and in understanding. Listen to what Ken says over here in Philippians chapter 1 in verses 10 in the NLT. Listen to what it says. For I want you to understand what really matters. Somebody say what really matters. You're talking about what really matters in your life. For I want you to understand what really matters so that you may live pure and blameless lives unto the day of Christ's return. Yeah, it's already given away. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much glory and praise unto God. That really matters in your life. That really matters. It's clear that God says what matters is the good news that is being produced in your life through Jesus Christ, who have given himself for you. See, this is what matters in your life. See, when you face all of the matters and the issues of life, do you know to stand on the good news? Do you know to stand on, to walk in the gospel? Do you know that this is the fruit that's being produced in you right now for you to spread the good news, even in the very trial that you're going through right now? The good news is on the inside of you. I'm talking about the gospel. I'm talking about God's mercy, God's grace, God's favor. Because Apostle Paul, what he says over here, he says in verses 7, he says, you share with me the special favor of God. He said, you share with me the special favor of God. To do what? It says to confirm the truth about the good news about Jesus Christ. I matter to God. You matter to God. I matter to God. You matter to God. This is what matters in your life. All the other things that you may face in your life, perhaps is to distract you. Perhaps is to cause you to stray away from grace. Perhaps it is for you to think that God don't love you, to think that this is not the truth. Psalms 91, Psalms 91 and 1, it says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Yes,
is God, is that your dwelling place? Are you the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost? Psalms 91 and 1 says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, my God, in him I trust.
Yes,
you matter to God because God matters to you. That word is not going to be, God is not going to tell you Psalms 91, 1 and 2 for you not to receive it, for you not to live in it. He who dwells, I am that he that dwells in that secret place of the Most High.
Yeah.
I am that one that abides under the shadow of the Almighty. God is my refuge. God is my fortress.
Amen.
God is my God, and him I trust. I matter to God.
Yes,
and so
Lord.
Do you matter to God.
Amen.
No matter how you think of yourself, or no matter how you think about the issues of life, no matter whatever you think about, the word of God have already been preached. The good news of Jesus Christ, it is going forth. It is going forth, and we are to spread that good news from every corner of the world, from the east all the way to the west, until it's been preached to the whole world. That's why God has redeemed us. That's why he has chosen us. That's why he has saved you in the very trials and tribulations of your life. God is still near and dear. See, the word of God says that he is near and dear to me. See, I know that it gets hard sometimes. But Psalms 34, it says, the righteous cry out unto the Lord. See, when it gets hard, see, I'm not saying that you won't drop some tears. I'm not saying that you won't cry. But what I'm saying is that he is near. He's a very present help in need. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Psalms 40, Psalms 40 and 1 says, God is my strength. God is my refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. How many going through some trouble right now know that God, he's a very present help in time of trouble? God said that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, no matter what, even to the end of the world. See, I matter to God. You matter to God. See, it don't matter how you think about yourself. It don't matter what your neighbors think about you. It don't matter what people think about you. What matters is what God thinks about you. See, God thought so much about you that he gave his only begotten son. God thought so much about you that he bled and died for you. God thought so much about you that he went to prepare a place for you to be right there where he is. God thought so much about you, church. He know that you matter to him. He did not find in robbery to make himself equal to man. Hallelujah. Giving you the opportunity to be equal to God. You matter to God because greater is he that's on the inside of you than he that is in the world. Will you declare that today? I matter to God. See, it don't matter what I'm going through right now. I matter to God. God matters to me. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is my all in all. He is the rock of ages. Hallelujah. He is every single thing. He is my help when I'm in time of trouble. See, I matter to God. Hallelujah. He is the money that I need when my bills are due. I matter to God. When hatred comes about and it tries to enter into my heart, see, I still matter to God. I have the love of God. I have the knowledge of him. I have the wisdom of the Holy Ghost that's living on the inside. God have made love available, and I produce these love. God have made forgiveness available, and I produce forgiveness. See, he have washed me, made me whole. He have picked me up and set me on my way to preach his good news. I matter to God, and so do you, church.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Don't you let nobody tell you that he ain't real. Don't you let nobody or no spirit or no thought or no feeling turn you or move you from the love of God through Christ Jesus. We are the body of Christ. We are the righteousness of God. We have every single thing pertaining to life and godliness through Christ Jesus. God bless you. May God keep you.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
It's my prayer today that everybody that heard this word today, it's my prayer that you have received this and you stop thinking about that, what you have been thinking about. You stop worrying about what that you've been worrying about. You lay it all down. You take it all over to Jesus. It's my prayer that if you have not been born again, that today that you be born again. Today, even in the middle of whatever it is that you may be facing, Jesus says, and I believe in the word of the Lord, Jesus says that you can have my peace. My peace. The world can't give it to you. Neither can it take it away. That's my prayer. Hallelujah. The doors of the church, they are open. Hallelujah. There may be one today. There may be one today who is not born again. You know that if you have never prayed the prayer of salvation before, if you know that if you heard this word today and you realize that how you've been thinking has been the wrong way. And now you have hope. Hallelujah. Let's do this. Will you lift up your hands right now? Wherever you are, will you lift up your hands? And say this prayer with me. Father, I thank you that you think about me, that you thought about me, that you gave your life for me. I realize that I am a sinner. Hallelujah. And today, Father God, I repent of all of my sins today. Hallelujah. I ask you, Father God, to come into my life, to be my Lord and Savior. I confess that you died for all of my sins, that you went to hell for me, and the Holy Spirit has resurrected you from the dead. And right now, you're sitting right now on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, right now, interceding for me,
yes,
making that way for me. You're talking to him about me.
Yes.
I ask you right now to come into my life and to save me. And I confess right now that today I am saved. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord Jesus, for saving me.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
If you have prayed that prayer, you are born again. You are saved. Your spirit man has been made perfect. There's a part of you that have entered into eternity with Christ Jesus. And nothing can separate that. If you have prayed that prayer, will you press one? Will you press one? Apostle and Tommy and I and the whole church, we would like to welcome you to the body of Christ. We would like to welcome you to the kingdom of God. This is such a beautiful day for you. We all experienced that. We all know it. The day that we gave our life over Christ, we experienced a new life, a new mercy, new grace. And we expect for it. Will you press one?
Yes, Lord.
If there's someone who is here with us today and you're in need of a particular prayer today, you want to pray about anything, I thank God, you know, because he's sitting on the right hand, that we can come to the throne of grace. We can come to his throne asking anything in the name of Jesus. If you have something to ask in the name of Jesus, see, it doesn't matter. There's nothing too small. Even the thing that you think that's not important, it's important to God. If it's important to you, it's important to God. You have a right to come. You also have a right not to come. You can come or you not come. It's better for you to come. Better for you to come. The Bible says, and I believe the word of the Bible, the word of the Lord, the Bible says that when we come together, when we come together asking in the name of Jesus, so whatever it is that we come together in prayer asking in the name of Jesus, he said that he will do. He said that he will do.
Amen.
See, we have to come, though. We have to come together. Believers come together. If there's someone that's looking for a church home, Apostle Talwinick and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to disciple you right there where you are. You believe that this ministry that that God has placed in our heart, that it's the ministry for you, that you can grow, you can flourish. You know, will you press one? We're so happy.
Yes.
We have a new member of the Gospel Public Ministry, Shavante. We love you so much, and we're so excited about what God is preparing for your life. But there are others.
Yes.
There are others. You do come as well. You do come as well. We're just going to love you through the eyes of the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit. We're going to preach the word of God unapologetically, not to tear you down, but to build you up. To build you up. Hallelujah.
Amen. In
God's name be praised. Amen. Apostle.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Oh, we just thank God again. I pray that all that left here, every virtue that left your body, that God restore you to overflowing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray that God will continue to use you, that you have the favor of God upon your life all the days of your life. Amen.
Yes.
I pray that God bless you with long life. Amen. That you will preach His word and fire continuously of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you, Lord God.
In the name of
Jesus. In Jesus' name, praise the God of glory. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You are worth
yes,
it. Ma'am. Amen. God bless you. God keep us all. Amen. And holding on to the word of God. Amen. The word that went forth on today. Amen. If that didn't set you afire, it set me afire over here in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App, your Cash App is over at Pastor Chantel at Cash App or Zelle. It's 832-989-3649. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. Hallelujah. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion, for there's nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father. And we ask that you would use us and all we have as you will. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God again for the powerful word that went forward. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we have our announcements here at the Gospel Public here at the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Darcy Manny, Apostle Tawanika Manny, Minister Emma Wasley, is Minister Lauren Green. Our announcement for today, Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Please join us as we touch and agree, amen, and trust in God for breakthrough and deliverance and healing, miracles being worked on the line as we come with all faith, combined faith, on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Wednesday night is our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us here on our church line. And Sundays, we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are preparing for the new play coming up, A Good Comedy Call, Who's That in the Confession Booth Again. It's a comedy. We're bringing it back. Nothing's good for the soul, church. Amen. Amen. Join us. We want to wish those that are celebrating a birthday this month of October, happy birthday, as my daughter Kenya on next Sunday turns 18. Amen. So we'll be celebrating her birthday. We just pray those who are celebrating as well, may God bless you. May God continue to keep you. Amen. May God continue to be your strength. We pray that God bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life, and the favor of God be with you always. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. And we want to wish those that are celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of October, happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God continue to bless your union. May the favor of God be upon your marriage. Amen. We pray that God will bless you all's life, long life together. Amen. No time apart. Amen. Hallelujah. And just love. Increase your love and patience. Amen. And be quick to forgive. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Glory to God. We thank God on today for the word. Again, it went forward. Mighty, mighty, mighty word. A lot of us need that, you know, in this time of so much that's going on in this world. Remember that you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Amen. You mean it. You mean a lot to God. If he sent his only begotten son, amen, to save you, to save us. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow, hallelujah, in your spirit to draw closer to God. Amen. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings praises of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. Hallelujah. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you. Amen. And we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Lord God.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I charge and I challenge every single one here listening today. At some point in time throughout your day, every single day, to actually say those words, I matter to God. Try it. Just try it out. No matter what it is that you're going through, say, I matter to God. And just keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Amen. Now may the God that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, makes you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
May God keep you. Keep the word of God in your mind. Keep it on your in your mouth. Don't let your mouths and your conversation be ungodly. Let them be godly. Produce the fruits of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Apostle Talmanik and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you, and no matter how hard we try. Nobody else can ever love you more than God loves you, no matter how hard they try. God loves you. Remember that Satan is a defeated foe. He is a defeated foe, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
to
God.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing,
One time,
one time,
one time,
one time, one time,
one time,
time. Get there on a great day. But I went.